Hey, you. Yes, you. Are you looking for a new podcast that appeals to your scientific curiosity, but is also a little bit spooky?
Show me how I died in a past life.
Well, look no further, because this cat is where it's at.
He had concerns about the ethics surrounding AI, feeling they had achieved consciousness.
Curious Cat Podcast examines the shadowy space where science and the supernatural collide. Listen every week with your host, Jennifer Hotz, as she and her guests explore what it means to be a soul in a meat suit.
We were healing karma together. They were all kind of predestined to resolve something.
Listen on all your favorite streaming apps and continue the conversation on Twitter at CuriousCatPodCA, or find Jennifer and all her links at Jennifer L. Hotz, spelled HOTES.com.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos.
Like a song, like a sand snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hi everyone, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today we're going to be talking about some major arcana cards, where we left off in our part two of the major arcana.
It's the third tier of tarot.
And I think that was season two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is our first season.
Yes, this is our first season three tarot episode, which I don't know if it's I'm so excited about that or because it's got the moon. But I'm excited.
We got
y'all.
Some really fun cards. I thought that was Jim. It's the shirts! It's the shirts they wear. It's got to be.
Well, she often is wearing his shirt.
Oh. Anyway.
Somebody's sneaking in. It's all good. It's all good.
So I'm going to let Amber start out with these cards because, like, I know this card is her favorite in the deck. She's constantly telling
me. Well, it's not my favorite, but I love, like, so you ever have those things where stuff just clicks into place, and once it clicks into place, you're like, oh, it gives you this great joy that you never knew existed about this thing before, right? And that is how I feel about the Temperance card. So we're going to be starting out with Temperance, which is number 14 of the Major Arcana.
And we're going to be looking at our books, just a disclaimer for our YouTubers.
I don't know the numbers off the top of my motherfucking head.
Exactly, I don't
And
know
I don't
the
know
numbers.
Them in order, so
I
like,
don't
I have
keep
to
my
see
cards
what
in order because I actually use my cards.
Right, right.
And I'm not about to, like, put them in order every single
time.
Well,
because then you have to reshuffle them, because, like, you don't want it to just start out in a specific order because
yes,
it's going to affect the reading.
Exactly.
The new way I pick my cards, I guess it wouldn't necessarily affect the reading as much. But anyway, that we digress. Temperance. So, Temperance. Temperance is a card that brings us the energy and thoughts of we have to be full of temperance. We have to embody temperance. Temperance is tempering the water with wine, tempering the wine with water. So in the olden times, we had water that was full of germs that our gut bacteria couldn't handle. And we had wine that we could drink, but if we drank it all day, we'd be fucking drunk all the time, which might be fun sometimes, but not all the time.
Not when you have to survive.
Right, exactly. Like, I mean, life was much more dangerous back then, so being intoxicated all the time was even more dangerous. Okay, so Temperance, you added the water to the wine, so the water is now safe to drink, and the wine doesn't make you drunk. And the Temperance card gives us that same energy of taking the good and the bad and making something better out of it.
And finding Temperance, that balance.
And finding that,
it's all
balance.
About that balance.
And it's also about, like, think about it, because, like, I know, I'm pretty sure in the Game of Thrones deck, it's Sam, right?
Yes,
and he's,
it is
like,
Sam.
Learning. So, like, it's Temperance of using what you know versus using what you learn and putting them together, because that is wisdom, y'all.
Well, and what I love about my Game of Thrones deck is it says right here, moderation as well. And I think that goes mm-hmm. really well with what you were saying. Alcohol safe in moderation. We can't yes. be drinking all the time, but you know what I mean?
Mm. Like, well, and what I also love about that is, like, it's just, it's in that next step in that whole cycle that the major arcana takes us through. Because mm-hmm. when we ended with death, we were ending something that's not good for us. So in temperance, we are learning to grow from those mm-hmm. things. We are learning to be moderate mm-hmm. with our consumption. We are learning to be balanced in our life. Because we have left that which no longer serves us in the death stage. So in temperance, we're all about learning and making better choices. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just love
the story. No, I love it. I do, because I turn the page to the devil, which is the next card.
Yes!
And I love this card because I think that this card right here
it goes so well with death and then temperance and then the devil.
Well, and the devil card is all about, like, addictions, temptations, power, anger, lust. It's all about those things. It makes me wonder, like, with the temperance card, okay, maybe we didn't put as much balance as we should have in some things.
Well, or it goes back to that moderation piece. Mm-hmm. And that would be the balance, because yes. we're not watering our wine down
right,
enough.
Exactly.
We're not being moderate enough in that piece. But at the same time, I feel like you kind of go from a place, like we often see in life, you almost get ahead of yourself, right? You're like, oh, I'm in a good place.
Yes, exactly.
And so then you fall into the traps
of the
temptation.
Ego. And temptation.
And yes, the ego and the devil.
And it's all like the devil can.
I'm sorry.
No, I do. I love it too, because it also is materialism. And materialism, again, you're yes. falling into that trap.
Exactly. Because.
Which I just want to say, I feel like a lot of fucking Facebook, or I'm sorry, a lot of spiritual gurus, not to get off on this, are in their devil stage because they're
falling into that temptation yes. trap of like, oh, everybody looks to me and blah, blah, blah. And it's so funny because I just had somebody like saying to me last night, like, why do you not like it when I say we're in a coven? And I was like, because I'm not about that. That's not me.
A lot of people don't know the true definition.
Right. And I don't actually know the true definition. Mm-hmm. All I know is what I do know, which is usually it's a high priestess and a high priest, and they tell you exactly how to live your fucking life. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm about at all. And even though I have some people that now refer to me as a high priestess, and it's like really honoring, I'm not about coven life. I'm not about that. I'm never going to tell. I will tell you guys what I think and how I think you should be. But if you pay attention, I always follow it up with, like, I will not tell you how to practice your path. This is what I think should happen, right? And so I'm like, I'm not about that life. And they were like, well, it's not really your choice. We, like, all look up to you. And I was like,
I'm not like that.
No, that's not, it is still my choice because I'm not a coven person. And it's that devil temptation piece. Like, it was right in front of me. I could have been like, yes, worship me. Guys, you don't know this. Maddie and I have had talks where I'm like, I'm afraid to be perceived as a cult leader ever in the way I behave. Because when you pay attention to just on paper, some of the behaviors maybe can overlap with spiritual leaders. And it's like, I never, ever want to fall into that trap. And I was thinking about that during this conversation because I was like, no, it's totally my fucking choice. Just like it's not your choice to tell me I'm in a coven.
No, I agree completely. Like, I adore the idea of a coven. I would love to eventually have a coven. But for me, covens is not something you just randomly say. It's not something that you say, oh, you're a part of, whether you like it or not.
Right.
You know, and I mean, absolutely not.
Right.
And for
I accept
me,
the roles that I accept as who I am and the mission I have in this life, but
I would be in a coven with, for example, my cousin, who's also a practitioner. We're family. You know what I mean? Like, we're not, to me, coven is just, I think it's beautiful. I do, but I think it's something people take lightly.
Now, my only mental connotation for coven is the high priestess telling everybody how to live their lives. That's basically, like, my mental takeaway for a coven. So I have negative thoughts.
So, like, for me, for coven, I see it as there is no specific high priestess.
Everything me, I've ever read about a coven has, like, but, there's a, you know, the people in charge, and then everybody else does what they say.
See, I don't like that.
So culty.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well, I believe that's definitely very Wiccan. Very Wiccan.
Yes,
coven.
Absolutely. I've only, but yeah.
For me, like, for me personally, because I think coven is, it's unique to the people part of the coven. For me, it is a group of witches, preferably family, which is why I mentioned my cousin, you know what I mean, who get together and they practice together. And maybe it's like, hey, I really need a strong protection spell. Will you help me with this? Yes. And it's just a group of witches that just come together. There's no one on top, one on top, one on top, one on top. For yeah. me, this is just yeah. my version. Granted, what you're referring to, absolutely with the Wiccan coven.
Yeah, because like that's absolutely. All I know about them.
There's
which
a high
is why
priest
I have
and there's a high priestess. And yeah, they like they lead the thing. Now, for me, like being a coven is very much equal, and it's like, oh, you can lead this ritual this month, and I'll lead the one next month. It's very personal. Granted. I started out, like, with my mentor, you know what I mean? Like, I just learned different things differently, you know what I mean? And I think...
And I mean, you could look at coven like, you know, American Horror Story coven, but they do have the Supreme.
They
so
do
they
have
still
the
have
Supreme.
Some, like, they
yeah.
still have a hierarchy.
Right.
It's less structured as everything mm-hmm. that I've read.
Yeah.
And that's more okay, I guess, in my book. But at the same time, I'm not about any kind of grouping
mm-hmm.
of individuals where one person tells everybody how they have
Same.
To be.
I don't
just,
like that, no.
I can't truck with that.
I like groups of women who are, of people who are equal. Because
I can truck with that.
Witches are... We're the same, yeah.
Everybody's path is valid.
We're
path.
All our own high priestesses. That's what I think. We're learning. We're our own spiritual leaders for our own path. Sorry to get off on this.
Yeah, sorry. It was just it made me, the devil thing and the falling into the trap, it made me
we
think
We should
that.
Just do a full episode on covens. Like, we'd have sure. to, like, do research covens throughout
yeah.
the centuries. Yeah, that'd be cool. Because I could talk about that forever. Because I have my own ideas.
I guess maybe I could develop better ideas. I just have negative connotations. Oh my god!
Because of what
speaking of negative connotations, the tower is next.
This is my least favorite.
I know that's
this
why
is
I was
my
like,
least
how ironic.
Favorite card. It's not.
I do not hate the tower. It shakes your goddamn life up. The tower is the tower crumbling and falling out from under you because your whole world is changing on me.
Bran fell off the fucking tower in my Game of Thrones deck and his
it's
whole
gone.
Life changed. But like, for me,
it's all gone.
I don't like change. I am a creature of habit and that's why I don't like the tower card because I fucking hate change and it literally means... great change that's gonna shake up your fucking world, just like you said. But let's look at the story, right? So we start out with temperance, and then we fall into that ego and materialistic. The universe will smack
the universe,
your ass back
yep,
down.
Yeah. Because it's changing your whole fucking world.
Like, okay.
And it's gonna be turned upside down and topsy-turvy, and you gotta find a whole
For
new fucking
better.
Path. And when it's reversed,
mm-hmm.
you really, really, really don't want it.
Yeah.
I mean, you never want the tower. It is for the better, like Maddie said.
Right.
It's for your better.
It's, for example,
but
illumination is put here. It's literally the universe forcing you to see some shit. So, like, yeah, things are going to be illuminated, but not in, like, a I see now type way. In a,
when
oh,
the
my
walls
God,
break
I see
down.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. When the walls break down, all you can do is see because it's all in front of you. It's all around you. All you can do is fucking see that change.
So, honestly.
And the change that's coming. And the change that you should have made. Way back that away that you can now see because the walls are down so you can see right behind
well,
you.
Well, and the next card is
Sorry.
The star and you say that and I'm thinking, okay, so we're standing in the rubble of the falling tower. There is ash everywhere. There's dirt everywhere. And you're like, oh my God, my life has been destroyed. And then what do you see?
The star, the hope. There is still light at the end of the tunnel.
You just needed to, yeah.
You just had to have all your shit cleared the fuck up for you. So does that mean the moon is after the star?
Yes. The star...
Which is so fucking amazing because the moon... I'm so excited for the moon. The moon shows us that which we don't always see. It illuminates for us. It shows us that which is hidden in the shadows.
The unconscious.
It shows us that
mind.
Which we're scared of.
Yes.
Yes. It brings to light all that we don't know. In my Game of Thrones deck. No, I'm sorry. You have the Game of Thrones deck. Mm-hmm. In my Lord of the Rings deck, the moon card is Galadriel's mirror. Because any Lord of the Rings fan knows that Galadriel's mirror shows us that which has been and that which may come to be. And the moon card is that. It illuminates so that the things that we knew nothing about are coming to light in our life. Because the tower got fucking broke down. Broke down castle, guys. Broke down palace. Shout out.
Then we start to see the star.
Then we
and
see
we're
the
walking,
star and the light. And then the moon illuminates everything.
And I love
it
this.
It shows us the coyotes and the wild dogs on our path. Because usually there's a little dog and a little coyote and they're howling at the
yes.
moon. And that's to represent our fears, like our innate fears as humans. I fucking love the moon card,
You may
guys.
Discover your true path and the work you were meant to do. So we had to go through
illuminates.
This destruction. We had to go through all of this. It was all so necessary.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters.
Welcome to Shatsunami, a variety podcast that discusses topics from gaming and films to anime and general interests.
Previously on Shatsunami, we've analysed what makes a good horror game, conducted a retrospective on Pierce Brosnan's run's James Bond, and listened to us take deep dives into both the Sonic and Halo franchises.
Also, if you're an anime fan, then don't forget to check us out on our sub-series, Chatsunani, where we dive into the world of anime. So far, we've reviewed things like Death Note, Princess Mononoke, and the hit Beyblade series.
If that's sounds like your cup of tea, then you can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast apps.
As always, stay safe,
stay awesome, and most importantly,
stay hydrated.
The sun is next,
because
and
the sun is success.
Yes, success, optimism, achievement. So we had to go through all this horrible shit, and I'm going to call it horrible shit because I fucking hate change. To keep walking through the light at the end of the tunnel, to reach the...
To have everything shown to us that we're missing in our lives by the moon.
And now we see
with
truth.
Yes, because the sun rises after the moon shows us that which we have been missing for whatever reason. Maybe we're afraid of it. Maybe it was hidden from our sight by another. Maybe it's something that, you know, we have a calling to and we just got illuminated by the moon to. And then the sun rises on all of that.
Yes. And,
it shines further light on it. And it gives us, it doesn't just give us the hope that the star brings. It is the hope that the star showed you, because the sun is what grows the crops and what makes us prosperous and successful. I'm sorry.
So the
I
thing,
love this part of the Arcana.
No, me too. So the thing about the sun card is reversed. It's not bad either. It just means you may need to wait a little longer to fully step into.
Exactly.
So it's
thank
coming.
You, because I was going to say, like, even reverse, the sun's not a bad fucking card.
Yes.
It's just all about, like, my favorite thing to say when I pull the sun card is, the sun is shining down upon you.
Like, it's true.
It's true.
And then the next card is Judgment, which I hate, if I'm going to be honest with you, because it's like record scratch. But your past is still not forgotten. You know what I mean? You're and you're going to be judged fairly for things you may have done. And it reminds me, I'm sorry, please
no,
go
you're
ahead.
Good. No, go for it. Go
it
for
just,
it.
It reminds me that the past happened. And whatever has happened, happened. It's second chances. It's memories. It's also
it's
feeling
also
guilt.
Rebirth.
And
you
it's
say
rebirth,
second
yes.
chances, like, when I see Judgment, like, one of the biggest things that I always immediately, unless something else, like, hot take happens, but otherwise, like, the Judgment card for me is, like, it's representative of karma, it's representative of a second chance, mm-hmm. it's representative of being able to be born anew, because you just went through this entire journey.
Baptism. It's the baptism card, it really is.
Pagan, yeah, like, well, and what I mean by, like, I mean, like, the whole journey, you've gone through it.
You're forgiven
yourself. You have been
yourself.
Changed as a person. You are now a new version of you, because you've gone through all these different trials and tribulations, and you are no longer the same being that took that first step in the Fool card. Mm-hmm. And you also have much more journeying ahead of you because, you know, we may be finishing out the major arcana, but we're still going to be going through the different suits because they all have a story too. But I love that about the Judgment card because not only is it judgment, like you will be judged fairly, unless it's reversed, in which case, not necessarily.
Well, and the reverse card says the past disrupts the present, which is you not...
You're not making that growth. You're not rebirth. Like, you're not moving on from one person to the next.
Yes, judging yourself too harshly and feeling guilty about the past instead of letting it go.
Right. Which, like, because again, if you go through the journey of the major arcana from start to finish, you're going to learn so much. You won't be judging yourself too harshly. You won't be giving yourself these hard lessons or these hard words or this tough love or, you know, self deprecation. Mm-hmm. Because as you made your way through the Hanged Man and as you made your way through the Devil, you understood new lessons in life. So once you get to this place of judgment, if you've fully learned all your lessons, you don't have to judge yourself harshly because you have this deeper level of understanding. And that is what I love. The day that I understood the story that fucking tarot tells.
Like, well, and honestly, like, doing these things helped just me get it. I mean, I read tarot, obviously, but, like, really looking at the story, you know what I mean? Doing these episodes are great. And the last card in the Major Arcana is the World. And this is an amazing card because we've gone through this journey and what now? The world is at your feet. The world is at your feet.
Yep, and it keeps on spinning. You're walking on top of it. It's not rolling you over.
It's completion. It's success. It's reward. It's expansion. It's everything that you worked so hard for. All this journey that you went through with this major arcana, we're reaching where enlightenment.
Yes,
that's what I would call it. It's fulfillment and success.
It's not necessarily nirvana, but it is definitely like the best level of samsara you can get to.
Now, when it is reversed, it means maybe you should take a look at yourself and do you need to go through and work on judgment, you know, judgment of yourself, of your past. Are you still in that tarot card era that you need to like see the light at the end of the tunnel? Like it's telling you to kind of stop, go back, and then start over. Not completely over, but find
that, because like essentially when it's reversed, like you're not on top of the world.
Yes.
Like it's rolling past you. You're missing opportunities. You're not paying enough attention. You're not putting in the work.
Well, and it could also be, this may be due to perfectionism. So maybe you're wanting things to be perfect and not seeing them for how perfect that they are. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, I like the sayings that, like, God is in the details and things like that. Because, like, when we look closely at the details is when we start to see the imperfections. Mm-hmm. And, like, perfectionism can fuck you up. God is in the details. The little details are where you see the flaws, right? And, like, we are God. I am God. You are God. Maddie is God. We are the universe. Exactly. And so, like, those little flaws are actually very important.
They're divine. Like,
they are divine. I love that. They are divine. But, like, okay, think about if you have something that is too smooth. Nothing, like, there's no friction that can be had with it. It's too smooth. Nothing can grip it. It's too smooth. So everything just...
You can't start a fire.
You can't start a fire. You can't collect rainwater with it because everything just slips right out. But basically, all the opportunities just slide right over it. It slides right past it because there's no little nicks or notches to catch a thing. There's nothing to help that journey happen. It's just missing out because it's too concerned with being perfect that everything washes over it instead of grabbing it and taking it along. Because That's the only way that stones move is by the water grabbing them, mm-hmm. or people. But, like, I mean, like, inanimate things, they actually need those little imperfections mm-hmm. to be able to go anywhere other than where they are.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, made sense to what she was saying. That's what came out, guys.
So we are finished with the major arcana, which means our next one will be swords, right?
Are we starting with swords?
Mine says swords.
I mean, we can start with swords.
Okay, cool.
That would be fine with me.
And
swords is air. Damn it.
Do you want to start with something else?
Well, it just doesn't work for what I was going to say, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, because, okay.
Yeah.
That's all about thoughts, conflict, and decisions, and that'll be really fun. I'm really excited.
Yeah, swords. Like, and what I like about it is we're going to see how each of the minor arcana has a story, and their story plays out similar to each other each step of the way, but differently. And that is the exciting part for me, is that we're going to go through the story, but then we get to see the similarities and the differences among the different suits, because it's a different story, but it's the same story. So, Maddie, what's your favorite major arcana card?
Major arcana?
Major
Lovers.
Arcana. The Lovers.
I love the Lovers, but I feel like there's another one. What is the other one that I love so much? Oh, and the Fool. Okay, JK, not the Lovers. I love the Fool. The Fool is my absolute favorite. Love it. Which is where we start our journey. What's your favorite, Amber?
Guys, I hate picking favorites. It's so hard. My favorite major arcana. Like, I love the Magician and the Hierophant. No, the Magician and the Hermit together, because the Magician and the Hermit are the same guy. The Hermit is the Magician, all grown up, taking everything that he's learned and putting it out into the world. But I also love the Temperance card. It's not my favorite, though. I really love the Moon. It's so hard to pick a favorite.
It is so hard to pick a favorite tarot card. I have a couple favorites.
Hold on. I gotta think about this. What, guys, what's your favorite major arcana tarot card? Am I really gonna say the Tower? I don't know. I can't say the Tower. I really love the Tower. I really love Hanged Man. I really love the Hermit. All right, in honor of Led Zeppelin, we're going to go Hermit. The Hermit. The Hermit holding his lantern. The Hermit. And if you got the Led Zeppelin reference, peace be with you, my friend. Love that shit. But seriously, I want to know what you guys' favorite major arcana tarot cards are. So, like, if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and just tell us what your favorite major arcana cards are. If you can't decide, leave us a couple different comments with each one and why. It helps our algorithm, and you get to share your love of tarot. Win-win.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. We're going to give a big shout out to our patrons. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Death by DVD.
Thank you so much for supporting us. If you're interested in doing the same, you can find us on Patreon, which is Talking Tarot.
Yes, and if you want to find us on the socials, we are on most of the socials at Witches Talking Tarot, although on X, we are the classiest, we're at Classiest Witches, because we are the classiest witches, you know. So thanks
for
coming
sitting with us.
Hey, creepy people. This is P&W, Haunts and Homicides. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Cassie.
Together, we explore stories of the paranormal and true crime throughout the Pacific Northwest. For each episode, we do a tarot reading to help us gain some insight on the topic as we share the facts of the case and our interpretations. You can find our episodes featuring true stories from infamous cases such as the misdeeds of Boeing, as well as lesser-known true crime cases like the murders in Tunnel 13.
As well as our spooky stories from Pike Place and Raven's Manor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you'd like to listen. Have a creepy-ass day!